Authorities in Kabale District have blamed poor internet connectivity and limited digital skills among civil servants for slow compliance with the mandatory online declaration of assets and liabilities. The acting Kabale District Chief Administrative Officer Robert Mugabe said today at the district Ruchiko Hall that only 38% of the public servants in the district have so far declared their assets ahead of the April 30th deadline set by the Inspectorate of Government, IGG. Mugabe noted that unreliable internet, particularly in border communities, where networks are often disrupted by signals from neighboring Rwanda, has compounded the problem.
Why you haven't reached 100%? The following are the challenges. One, our civil servants, a big number, they are still analog. They still have Kabiriti. And you cannot use Kabiriti to declare. Then the other issue is Kabale as a district. We have an issue of internet. Even us, when we are in the field, you never get our phones on. Then the other area is centralized removal and the activation of the email. How I wish it is decentralized, such that if I have an issue with my email, it is corrected at the district.
However, the Deputy Inspector General of Government, Patricia Achan Okiria, acknowledged the challenges but ruled out any extension, saying the deadline is anchored in law.
Ugandans normally wait for the 11th hour, and that is what is happening in Kabale. Some people are saying that the Easter weekend took their time, but the 11th hour is something quite challenging to deal with, and it's now causing a clog and slowdown in the system. But nevertheless, we don't tear, we don't wear, we don't give up. Our offices are open to offer the necessary support. The focal point persons are there, the technical people are there to give the support to ensure that the public officers declare within the remaining time possible.
Under Uganda's leadership code laws, failure to declare or under declaration of assets constitutes a breach and may attract penalties including fines, withholding of salaries, dismissal from public service, and disqualification from holding public office.